Praise be to the Lord. Amen. For me and Bompai. Oh, a stroke for an idea in so on my abound. Say, Papa was same chairs and you'll be Pierre or Bowen as you won't free one chain and coqua. I no pain so my wild dump and dump away as so. Papa be doing any away and tem and I no pay. To me, Biara, a be man of home, so papa, and I'm so okay, I want to in himself or my tree assign. Every day, be shown when you know. Wakua, media, a dinner minim, near mum, Casa Famimo. Media me, you were so much for papa, so one Casa, a din, and a meca, and into papi, show when you know. Mawa Seda, and your dear da. Amen. Ene asemwa yebeka or say blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Mi di Kenya topic him say, hey, blessed is the fruit of the womb. What is the womb? And we know that the uterus, usually womb is a space that is in a woman that grows or germinate, or in this case, we give birth. This is where a baby is grown. So I ask, if this is blessed is the fruit of the woman, then as Christians, as believers, do we have space for him to grow? Because having the space to grow, that will show you that you are being blessed. Because the more you grow, the more blessing you are being given. So I looked at it. And according to our first Bible reading, Micah chapter 5, verse 2 to 5. As I read it, there was one question that came to me. And the question was, what is written or said about you? When you read the script, the Bible reading, it was talking about what was written about Jesus Christ. This is the Christ that we serve. He wasn't yet born, but there was a written about him that people were expecting. There was an expectation about him. So I asked myself, we were all conceived in the womb. So what was written about me? What is written about you? Because if you know what is written about you, and you are not in line with what is written about you, that means that blessing, you haven't taken it. When you read our first Bible reading, we see that Micah made us know the expectation of Jesus Christ was a ruler of Israel. That means they were looking for a ruler to save them. And when you and I know when a ruler is in position, he has power and he has authority. He is blessed with the power. He is blessed with the authority. So that was what Israel was looking for. You and I, we are blessed with something. Jesus' expectation was a ruler. So if you read John chapter 4, verse 25, the Samaritan, when Jesus met him at the well, he said there is a Messiah coming, and when he comes, he will let us know. That means he has read about him. So he knew who he was, but unfortunately, when he met him, he didn't realize it. It is until Jesus said, "Here I am." And do you know something? The lady didn't reject it. Because of what Jesus said to her, she made her realize that indeed she is the one. Indeed, Christ is the one. The Messiah that we have read about, the Messiah that they have talked about, Here he is, because he said things about her that no one knew. Today, what is said about you? What have we written about you? What do you know about yourself from Christ? He wanted us to know this, because without knowing, you can't fulfill. And if you do not fulfill, that means you are not blessed. Jesus knew what was written about him. So when you read, he says, I came to do the will of God. Not his will, but his will. Today he's reminding us that you were conceived in the womb too. He has placed a blessing within you. For he said, I knew you even in your mother's womb. That means there is a plan for you. It is up to you to find out what the plan is. Because if you don't know the plan, how would you fulfill the plan? And if you do not fulfill the plan, the blessings that was in the plan would not manifest. God was a blessing. Jesus Christ was a blessing to us, that you and I will have a salvation. It is all because of the love he has for you and I. That's why he came to fulfill that plan. That's why what was written about him, he made sure to do it. In case you don't remember, when he was on the cross, he said, Father, take this cup away from me. But the moment he said that, he realized that he did not come to do his will. So he said, Father, let your will be done. What is written about you? Because in this life that we are living, things will be shaky. But when you know what is written about you, you will not shake. You will not move, because you know you have to fulfill what is written about you. Jesus knew what is written about him, that because of the love that the Father has for you and I, he had to sacrifice his life for you so that we can be reconnected back to the Father's love. So he said, let the will of the Father be done. It is you and I to find out what our will is in Christ. What is he written about you and I? Because if we do not know, we will walk on this earth aimlessly. We will become useless, because we are so busy. But if it is not the will of God, our busyness is in vain. We have worked for nothing. We need to find out what is written about you. What makes you the blessed being? Because God created you in his image. That means he had a purpose for you. So he wants us to find out. And how do we find out that path? How do we know what is written about you as a believer? There may be two things that is written about you. As a believer, you will have a law. And that law is what guides you. But if you are not a believer, you have a different written about you. That means you get to do what you want to do. But at the end, you will answer for what you did. So at the end of it all, you still have to answer for what you did. So if I and you and I will agree, we need to find out what is written about me, so that when you stand before the judge, you can say, Father, this is what you said about me, and this is what I did. That is your accountability. That is the blessing he will give you. You are blessed from your mother's womb for a purpose. We are blessed from beginning for a purpose. But if we do not know what the blessing is, we cannot move with the blessing. We cannot exercise that blessing. Today he said, blessed is the fruit of the womb. And when I read this topic again, something triggered and said, fruit. He said, blessed is the fruit of the womb. So if you and I will go back to where we come from, the farmers, there is a seed you have to plant. And that seed is what will grow to become a fruit. So you see, he said, blessed is the fruit of the womb. That means the womb received the seed, and the seed have to be taken care of in order for it to become fruitful. So today, what seed is in you? Do you have space for that seed? Is the seed growing to be a fruit? That is what leads us to our second Bible reading. And I asked myself, what is this? And the question that came in, he said, are you walking according to his will? You see, you can find out what is written about you. Now the question is, have you made the decision to follow that will? Jesus knew what was written about him, and he made that decision. Regardless of what will happen, that is what my assignment is. Because the Jews came to tempt him, came to even ask him, according to Mark chapter 11, they said, upon what authority, upon what power do you do this? Even though they knew that there was something written about him, they didn't come to ask because of curiosity, but they wanted to take him away from his will. If you know your will, you will be able to stand regardless of what people will say, regardless of what the circumstances will be, regardless of what you yourself desire, but you will do the will of God. You are here for a purpose. And as a believer, as a follower of Christ, he said, one of our purpose is to go make disciples of all nations. When I was reading this, it came to my mind, say, go make disciples of all nations. Papa, it wasn't just about the pastors. It wasn't just about the bishops. It wasn't just about the evangelists. It was you and I. It doesn't matter. Maybe I have got the privilege to stand on this podium, which I pray, I always tell myself, how did this happen? Because even in school, I was always sitting at the back. How did I get here? And Papa, do you remember the first time you told me to come and preach? The first thing I told you is, I am afraid. But Lord and behold, when he has called you, it is not your will, but his will. When I look at where I am standing today, and I ask myself, could this have been possible? Even in my classes, calling me to stand in front of my peers to speak was a problem. And here I am. And here I am. Blessed be to his name. Blessed be to his name, for indeed he is good. Today, he is blessing you too. Your workplace can be your instrument. You don't need to stand at the podium, but your workplace can be a weapon for you to fulfill your will. When I speak of this, and I, by God's grace, I don't say this to boast, but there was this coworker that in my previous job, she was mean to everybody, but for some reason, I connected with her and we became the best friend. So one time my supervisor even asked me, how is it that you are good and he is bad? She is bad. How are you two best friends? And I said, I don't know. But The thing that made us connect is, it was just one thing. I think the first time she started working, she lost her mom. And I don't know how she opened up to me and said, but when she said it, I said, okay. And I said whatever I need to say to her. And I kept my mouth shut. And I think she went on a vacation and everybody was wondering where she was. I knew where she was, but I kept my mouth shut because that's not my business. And when she came back, that was where the bond began. The fact that I kept my mouth shut when everybody was wondering, that alone made her trust me. Sometimes as believers, you need to know when to speak and when not to speak. Just because you have it doesn't mean you have to open your mouth. If I recall, when I said Mark chapter 11, when the Jewish came to the elite, the leaders came to ask Jesus, upon what authority do you have? Jesus did not tell them what authority he had, but he questioned them. Sometimes we need to know when to speak. When you know that it's not part of your will, you keep your mouth quiet. Today, let us find our will and let us walk in that will. Because Jesus came to sacrifice his life for you and I. It wasn't for him. So sometimes in your will, it's not for your benefit, but it's for somebody else. If you and I may recall our father Abraham, there was a promise for him that he will be the father of all nations, but he never saw it. He believed that it will be done. And today, here you and I are fulfilling that promise. Abraham stayed in that will, and that promise came to pass. When you stay in your will, your blessing will come to pass. No matter how long it is, no matter how long it will take, maybe you might not live to see it, but I promise your child will live to witness it. Somebody in your bloodline will experience that blessing on your behalf. The question is, do you have what it takes to stay in your lane, to stay in the will of God, to stay with what he has called you to do? And the only way to know it is through this. It is through this word. And as I was reading, there was this illustration that came to me. He said, two people, one has a GPS to a destination. The other doesn't have a GPS to another destination. And he asked me a question. It's like, which of these two will get to their destination? You, the one that doesn't have GPS, might get to the destination, all right, but who will get there first? And I pondered about this. And I asked myself, why? What is the GPS? What is he talking about? And he said, the word is the GPS of life. The word is the GPS of life. So you and I, if we do not know the word, we are walking this life aimlessly, hoping to get to where he is preparing. But you don't have the GPS. How do you get there? When Christ came, he knew the word. He was the word, but he also knew the word. So when the Pharisees came, he always pointed them back to the word. The word is you and I, our GPS to life. If we are preparing to go to the heaven, where he is preparing for you and I, for those that will do his will, so that they will be blessed on the last day, we need the GPS. We need the GPS of life. Not any GPS, but the GPS he has created for you. Because there are so many GPSs, even in our car. But guess what? They all take us to the same destination if we want to go. But with a believer, with Christian, we only have one GPS of life. And a good thing about this GPS is it has every solution to every destination. But at the end of it all, we have one destination, which is to make it to heaven. So I encourage you. I am pleading with you. What GPS are you using? What is your GPS of life this morning? What is the purpose of your existence? One, knowing. Two, the purpose of it. Because God knew the purpose of his coming was so you and I can be reconnected back to him. What is your purpose of what is written about you? Is it to enjoy life? Is it to chase money? Or is it the love of God within you? Because he said, love conquers multitude of sin. So if you have that love, that passion for Christ, when your brother offends you, when your sister offends you, you will not see him as your brother who has offended you, but you will see him that it is the mercy of God that you need to forgive. The grace to forgive, because he is the image of Christ. He is an image of Christ. He is blessed, so you too, you are blessed. We are all from a womb. We are all planted by a seed of God. It is asked for us to be fruitful. And the fruitful is knowing the life, the GPS of life. So if you have that same GPS and I have that same GPS, we can be on the same route to the path that he has called us to be. Today, he wants us to find our GPS again. Maybe you and I, we have backslided a little, but it is not too late. There is something that when every time I wake up and I look, and I was like, even if I have nothing, I have done nothing, or he has done nothing for me, the one thing, Papa, I always look at is this air I breathe. And I always sit down and I wonder, somebody is at a hospital on a ventilation. By God's grace, they may be healed, but guess what? The hospital will bill him for that. But you and I are breathing it for free. Is it not a blessing, then what? Is it not your blessing, then what? Somebody is paying for the oxygen. You and I are sitting here breathing for free. That is a blessing itself, to praise his holy name. This morning, let us go back to the GPS of life for us to be a blessed children of Christ. And to do that, Hosea 4 verse 6, he said, lack of knowledge, my children perish. This is the GPS I'm talking about. If you don't have it, you might think that you are the first in this world. You can come and show everything you got, but you are perishing beside in the eyes of the Lord. That means you are not fulfilling the will he has called you to do. So in this life, you might think that you have it all, but in the sight of God, you are lost. You are perishing. So this morning, he wants to remind you and I, the blessings he has it for you and I. So let us remain in his will so that we will be blessed from the womb to now. Father, help us. Anope, okachira wuse. Say ye be who te yatra fire hoa na ejina na sem so. Na sem na ne okwine. Nen kwino enema ewe yepa.
se wonnim na asem na e den e na wagina ana watu anamon a waka fa ho na di nhira abaw so ana pe o kai me no se enkechi emfa ho ne di awukom emfa ho de de obi aka fa ho de ono asaforade aka fa ho no eno ene bebem se minu mienu ebe jina na asem ne so a enkonum die ebe ye dia anopai o kai wo se se unnim na asem na emfa ho ne de obi ye biara ewie ye no ensi wo ye uhia na asem no na wo de abobra na wo de tu anamon a ese efata nipa ni so ne ebia ye bebu se se bio jimi jimi nanso awrade ni so no ose woni onyansafo no enti se minu mie no se nipa ni so befa mi se jimi jimi a medanase ba asafo awrade a medene ho ato no so no ono nkuto na oka ebem na wono na wosha ejina enu enti memfa ho ne di obi beka dem mum fa de erade ebeka because onu ne shira o shira mane broso anopai asembena uditu anamo ye betimi aye bizia chesi sika a chesi ahunya die bebre nanso se edani drua asembena obeka because ye kwa Jesus da cross no so no ohunu se ah ayaka yaka die ya mi famu eya erade e yi free me so then so o kai se enye onu nti no baaye ne mo ma erade nti enti se me nu mie nu ye betna ha ne ye hu se erade adom nti ne ye da so te asia ye be ye na pede na she onu asafo erade eni monyam na ye divra ye third Bible reading. So what kind before say Mary echo Elizabeth wa or say the angel came to meet Mary and what kind ye be si chren. Na I say or catch Mary ka say and nam say ye jana dia o manen yeho. Mary knew it was not about her, but it was about the will of God. When you know the life you are living, so unim anamoa utu no, so unim se enya wana montu na waketue bi wa ejana nchain dia obehwehwe dia ejana eka. Anopai okachire me no se yenhwehwe na akwan na akwan no na nhirawom na akwan no na ebesi menu mie no ye. Na ebra Mary etis asemi wie no oka otumrika eko Elizabeth fie na as de yem wanwane se oduru ho no he said he saluted Elizabeth ochiano then so the baby within Elizabeth apofrana na she Elizabeth yem no leaped for joy and that leaped caused Elizabeth to be filled with the Holy Spirit and said, blessed is she that is highly favored. Said Michelle, the first scripture, the question that came to me, are you taking a leap of faith? Mary took a leap of faith and knew that the seed that is in her was going to benefit you and I. The baby within Elizabeth took a leap and it brought joy and the Holy Spirit to Elizabeth. Today, what leap of faith, what decision are you making that will bring a blessing to your brother or sister? For the word said, if you do not do for your brother and sister, you didn't do it for me. So we can come dressed pretty and sit here. But when you know you have some bitterness with your brother, when you have some resentment towards your brother, when you have some unforgiving heart towards your sister, you are not with God. Because he is the image of your brother. He is the image of your sister. So take a leap of faith. There was one thing that, unfortunately, when my dad passed away, I learned about myself. Every time I come in and I pray and I say, but this happened after when the funeral. And I woke up the next morning and I was crying. I wasn't crying because my dad had died. I was crying because of what some friends did. And I pretty remember, Papa, you knew that even the next day, I didn't even come to church. And I remember I was even standing here doing the Jeopardy with the kids. And I didn't answer anything because, to be honest, my mind was not here. And I remember, I think, the only person that came and said, Jerry walked in and said, Jerry, can I go spill everything that is on my heart to you? That way I can be free and enjoy the service. And what I found out about me is I was growing resentment towards someone. All because they didn't show up. And I was like, how is this possible? If they didn't show up, that's fine. But it hurt to the point that I cried. And I asked myself, why did this happen? And I remember my brother Jerry told me, the human side of you is taking over. You need to shut it down. So why am I saying this? My will, my purpose was to serve. So why am I bothered by when someone didn't serve or when someone didn't come in for me? Christ said, I came to serve. So I have decided to serve. Why should what somebody would do affect me? That means I was going away from what my will was. You serve with no response, whether it's good or bad. You serve. Because that is what you are here to do. Christ knew what he was here to do. So even through the torturing, through the pain, he knew he had to take it for you and I. So if you know your will, you know your assignment, regardless of what will come to your way, you will fulfill it. Because you know at the end, there is a blessing for you. And I say this, but to do this, you need to take a leap of faith and trust God. This faith we are talking about is not just a word. And yet, asimbia ni ye kanekeke, ne mum e ye decision a ube meki. Se ube si wa jene mu po. Se we ename eko. Se wa meki wa jene ha. Die bebe biyano, ube hin him. The Abba Wakumbia, Obedjuni 2:2. We have to make a decision. A yes, we see what Jenny P say. Say a radina one and a namna, one and a womo, and komo, or noa, and a men and echo. Anope. Take a decision. And yes, say, in Revelation, I say, lukewarm, ahaneha, onansiha. What you drew Sunday, I know I bet nase, any way you Christo ni. Monday to Saturday, where you dien. What he's saying is, your life shows who you are. So if you are following this GPS, you don't need to tell somebody you are a Christian. The person will know who you are. You see, when the woman met Jesus, He didn't recognize Jesus because they had an expectation that he's a ruler. And we know that when a ruler is coming, they come with all the like goodies and like, so that was what she was looking for. But when Christ told him that he is the one, she believed because of what she has heard. So let your lifestyle tell that you are blessed. Let your life show that you are blessed. Why am I saying this? Even just recently, the tornado that passed, when I heard it, I saw it, and I was like, wow, this is interesting. I wasn't shaking. I prayed and I said, thank you, God, that it didn't pass here. Why did I say that? Because he has written in the scripture, his GPS of life has told me that we are in the end times. This will happen. COVID that came, it had to happen. But if you know that you are on the right path, you will not be afraid. You will not be scared. Because even if it happens on your way, he said, his word says, I am with you. If you know you are taking a leap of faith to this Christ that we are serving, and he is telling you that he is with you, why would you fear? Mary didn't fear of the news what came, because he was a virgin. How? She didn't sit down and wonder, what is people going to say? Because let's be honest, if it has happened right now and we knew a virgin woman all suddenly was pregnant, there will be a talk. Let's not kid ourselves. Even if the person doesn't hear it, you and I will stand at the somewhere and talk about her. So there was a talk about Mary, but Mary didn't care because he knew the assignment. He knew the will of God will be done. When you know the will, when you know what is written about you, it doesn't matter what people will say. As long as you know the God you're serving, he has called you to do, and he will do what he wants to do in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He is going to do what he wants to do. So this morning, he's saying that you are blessed. But for this blessing to manifest, you have to do something. You have to know what you are blessed, the blessing is for. And you have to stay in line with that blessing. No matter what will come your way, you are blessed. You are highly favored because he created you in his image. And he said, be blessed. Therefore, you are blessed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Be blessed and be a blessing unto others. In Jesus' name. Amen.